It's 7:13 and you're with Urban Māori Radio Wāte Kushta. Tangata Manuel's with us today. And as you will hear in the news and across the media outlets, over the next little while, she is standing for the Labour Party in the Ikaroa Rāwhiti seat. She's up against Mecca. It's going to be a real interesting political battle. And it's great to have Kushta on the program once again. Tēnā koe, Kushta. Kia ora.
Morena, Dale. Morena, kaihana katoa.
Tēnā koe. Well, you go from running the rugby show up in home, or up at home, and now onto the national stage. It's going to be quite a change. People will be wanting all sorts of info from you, like me. And, of course, when we look at some of the challenges that that electorate is facing, you can't go past the extreme weather events that have made 2023 very problematic. But that is just one issue, isn't it? We've got recovery from weather issues, but there's also the ongoing social challenges that communities like the East Coast have. Who was it who came and had a kōrero with you that convinced you to put your name forward, Kushta?
Well, there was, you know, it's very similar to the to how I started with the with rugby. You know, I never forecast that in my future as well. But when people who I respect trust me with a certain role, you know, it's kind of my responsibility. If anyone had a big influence on me, Dale, to be honest, it was about 20-something years ago, Parikura asked me. And at that time, I'm glad I didn't pursue it at that time, because I think when you step into a role like this, you have to have some life experience. So I think now the time is right.
Is it true that you voted for the Māori Party last time?
Do I vote for the Māori? I've been a Labour voter all along. Of course, I'm very fond of my whanaunga, Rāwhiti Waititi. I actually wished I could have voted for Rāwhiti, but oh well. I live in an electorate where I couldn't. And I'm glad you raised the issues, because you know, while we've had cyclone, all that's done is exacerbate the issues that we face every day. I said to Scotty yesterday, you know, when he asked about issues, I said, in my drive from my house to the Gisborne airport, you can't help but be slapped in the face by the issues that we face. And like you've acknowledged, cyclone recovery is going to be one of our major issues.
Wayne Ngata yesterday says that there's a fear that the region will suffer depopulation, i.e. people just so frustrated and having had this jack of what's been going on in 2023 that they're tempted to move away from the Hokianga and perhaps live in cities or the like. Who knows when and if they will return. It's a significant threat, yeah?
That's a threat we face all the time on the coast. You know, employment's an issue. I mean, it happens all the time. What we are seeing, though, is actually quite a few people, the desire to move home, and that's why housing is so important. But depopulation is something we deal with all the time. And actually something I didn't expect to impact on my role as with CEO of the rugby union, but it actually did. One year, one of our JABs completely disappeared because for employment reasons, nearly a whole here, well, the whole, you know, Tokomaru Bay actually at that time, many people moved away for employment and education, and that's something that's happened for years on the case. That's why I'm actually really grateful my parents made the decision to educate me at home. That wasn't the plan for me, was to go and be educated at Victoria, Queen Vic, but they made the decision to keep me at home, and I'm glad they did.
Tēnā koe, Willie J was on our station, of course. He's had a long involvement with Radio Wāte, saying that it will be quite a challenge for you while you're very well known up on the coast. Down in Heretaunga, Napier Hastings, perhaps not as well known as Mecca Whaitiri. So that will be a challenge. Do you think that Mecca's abandoning the Labour Party has dented the credibility of the party in your rohe?
Labour's credibility is still strong in Ngāti Pai. And, yeah, I'm not taking anything for granted, Dale. It's going to be hard to move anyone that's been in a seat for 10 years. However, you know, like any Māori, whakapapa is strong everywhere. And you can't be well known everywhere, but I have connections not only in Kahungunu, but throughout the electorate.
What do you think you'd bring to the seat if you were successful in your campaign?
Building relationships is really my strength. I'm a strong communicator. And I think the other thing is that I'm comfortable with the media. So, you know, I'm comfortable utilising this tool to ensure that the constituents are well informed about not only what Labor's doing, but, you know, about issues across the board and issues of particular interest to them.
Just remind our listeners, please, Kushlo, about your media mahi, because it does set you up nicely. I mean, I'm hitting you with questions without prompting. You don't know what's coming at you. And your ability to think on your feet and answer coherently questions, which will come left, right and centre at you, is for many quite a challenge. But if you've had some media experience, hopefully you'd be better at this sort of mahi. Tell us about your roles in the media before taking over the CEO role with the rugby union.
Yeah, so back in that, I actually used to work, I had a few community roles before I got into media, and I had been offered, you know, quite an exciting role in with Te Arawa, actually, when I used to work in for an organisation delivering Māori models of practice in health. And then my mother passed away, and I thought, no, it's actually time to pursue my passion. And at that time, my passion was to be a journalist. So I put it out there, and then there was an opportunity to apply for a role at TVNZ with Marae. Now, as you know, Dale, back in those days, media roles were not widely advertised. So to have that opportunity was great. And I went off. Derek Lardelli was in Rangituki at that time working on Ohinu Aipu Marae, and I thought, wow, what am I going to do? So I actually went and made a story with Derek. And so I'm always grateful to him for that, and got the job at Marae. From there, I worked there under Derek Worcester, and then I moved on to Māori Television. And while I was there, I did a bit of freelancing on some shows. And one of them was a show called Warrant of Fitness, which was a Hawara show. And the producer of that said to me, why don't you live where you're from? It's so beautiful. And I said, well, there's no work there. And she said, if we get another series, you can make it from the Tairawhiti. And that was just my dream come true. I got to move home. And while I was home, of course, I was self-employed, so doing a few contracts. And then people said, hey, you know about business. We're looking for a CEO of our rugby union. And I said, oh, geez, I don't think that's a story. They said, no, we want you to apply. And the rest is history. And it's been a great history, a great experience, actually. I never thought I'd be there for 9 years, but what a wonderful 9 years it was. Challenging, but if anything, it's equipped me even more for this role.
Tēnā koe, Kushla. We can't help but note Parikura's contribution to encouraging our people to stand for public office, and there's certainly two cases in point with yourself and also with Mecca. He was an amazing man. Tell us about your relationship with the big guy.
So, you know, my upbringing has been very influential in leading me to this. You know, my parents were heavily involved, particularly my mother, in community work. I told Scotty last night, you know, she's the sort of person who, she got on a tractor to clear land for houses that she'd help people, our whānau, get. And so her and Tara became very close through the things like the PEP schemes, you know, those sorts of things. And they remained close. And so therefore, as everyone knows, you know, I'm not claiming to be unique. Tara was very, you know, he was a kanohi kitea and very personable with a lot of people. And he was, you know, always around at Rangitukia. And so I got a lot of one-on-one time with him. And then he started, you know, just saying, hey, you should get ready to take over. And like I said, I considered, you know, for fleeting moments, I considered it. But at that time, that was not the pathway for me.